Just start with your name and how to spell it.
Novia. N-O-V-I-A.
All right. So we have this slider here. Would you be able to slide it either all the way distrust or all the way trust to where you land on trusting the voting system? All right. So all the way distrust? That's as far as it goes, so.
Yeah.
All right. Now, why did you put yourself there?
Because of the fact that the voting system is not... The people that we get to vote for are not competent. This year for the presidential elections, we get an asshole and we get someone that doesn't know what they're doing. And honestly, I don't really like either option. The asshole is less appealing only because I'm actually concerned about my rights being taken away with him. So.
Yeah, now what are the conditions that you would have to see for you to be able to trust more in the voting system? Like, do you think the people have to change, the system has to change?
The system. So I would say we need to just have people that actually represent the people, where we have people that know what they're doing, people that are not assholes would be nice, people that are, like, actually are doing what people want rather than just giving empty promises and being like, oh yeah, I'll do this and that, and then not doing what they're going to say. Because nowadays it feels very much like you're stuck between a rock and a hard place. And I've talked to a lot of other people I know, and a lot of people feel that way this year. Where it's sort of the, well, you vote for who you like, who you dislike less. Not who do you like. It's out of the two bad options, which is the worst option?
Yeah, it's definitely like lesser of two evils is a phrase that I hear a lot. Yeah. Now, in the back here, kind of hidden behind the little design stand we have here. We have the second option, which is the Teach a Kid to Vote Challenge. So if a kid was here and asked you why is it important to vote, what would you say to them?
To at least attempt to try and make your voice heard. And I say attempt just because the reality is that it may or may not matter.
And then if you had to explain to them how the voting process works, how would you explain that to them?
I would say you go to a building that's assigned to you and you figure out who you want to vote for based on social media and who you are, like what your beliefs are, and you go from there.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think I'm good.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah.